has his hand up, so I think we'll have to give him a chance. Mr. Gibson. Chapter officer, vice chairman, secretary, the councilman, and the visitors. I'm very thankful to have a little opportunity here to say a little word. As I've been listening and tried to think what would be the best problem to say. So while I'm remembering things, I thought I could say a little thing. It might fit in. In the time, 1957, things were a lot different than today. I was a chapter officer then. From Smith Lake area. I've been elected 2 or 3 times. So now there is a lot of things wrong with me that my eyes is bothering me, which I can't see too far. That's the only reason that I'm not entitled to be a chapter officer no more, because of my health. As you all know, I used to be tapping in a matter like this, discussing problems, keeping them in order. That was in my early days. I was just thinking, or wanted to tell you that we try that changing in my days. We used to change chapter officer around every once in a while before they reach a year or 2 years. We had an awful time. Of getting along with the other program. In those days, one learns a little about things and then the other people start to talk about it. They say that he's not doing right. We don't like him. Get him off the chair. This is how we went through in the earliest days. It didn't work so good. Changing and changing. It didn't take us nowhere. All we have done was talk against each other about every little problem. We stayed on one place. We never did went far. But I was the head of the chapter all the way through. From my vice chairman on down to the secretary. We were then changing around. Finally, I think people got tired about it. Or else they have found that keep changing around didn't done nothing at all. So that was it. We just forgot the change, and we've been talking about that. It has done us no good. People got to find out things that it's not doing the job. Talking against each other. So we just end up there. When we end the changing, we found out that things went right. We found out that we was doing wrong. We was not getting nowhere. So then we had better ways of everything after we forgot to change it. So this is what I wanted to tell you. That it didn't help. This is all I want for you people to know. What it means. There is a lot of things you could find about to understand these things. changing and changing. It doesn't look good. We'll always be losing. Something good comes up. The new one don't know what to do. So that's the only reason I'm telling you this, what it meant. So now you can think about it later on. I want another chance. So I'm not motioning about the change, but I want for you to get an idea what it is. So you can go on and talk about it and see which one you could decide. And then that could help. So now, my friend, it's up to you. Whichever you want to decide to do. I might go along with you. So, I thank you for the little opportunity I got to say my saying. Mr. Mason, I thank you, Mr. Gibson, for the things that you have told the community about the change. So there is anybody has another question? If it is, I want you to decide first, before you make any motion. You can either motion for the change or not to be changed. Mr. Jim Charlie. Mr. Jim Charlie is a chapter vice chairman from Smith Lake chapter. Mr. Jim Charlie, chairman and the vice chairman and the secretary and the councilman, Mr. Raphael, and the people of the chapter community, I say a big hello to you all. I am glad to have a little opportunity here to see or say what I want.